Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I
would. Appreciate you coming out to fuck with us in the building. I see y'all out there, man. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep.
Hands up, eyes open to fifth clip. Face let me get some of this here shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now when I say cold of the sea, we talking about the path to clubs. That's not the party club that is. I would never violate the cold of the sea. Would never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now of course I can never say that I'm never gonna go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit rolled. Well, I can never say how it's gonna go. One thing for sure, two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us. They gonna have to kill us. Close up in the casket. Read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would, I like a hoe. Never been punk, I'll never let it slide. Never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever. No, get on my level hoe. Or go get a shovel hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I never switch, never snitch, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit over business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfect and pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitation. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
Never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I done ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all weren't listening. I will never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down a legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, now wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped every day. Never knew no other way. This ain't gonna never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swear to God I stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's insane, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the thing, dawg. Too many homies dying young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy of Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
line in the griddle in the middle like Moni. You phony cause your style's baloney, but I rock no filler. Ain't a girl in Sierra putting rappers on ice and lock your bodies in the chiller. The way you bust it up, I Chuck Nasty sound like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I feel you deep beneath the surface. It's the rage from Paige, I heat it up like a furnace. My steel got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, I alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style sharp as cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I break a breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll on with that chicken shit that's plucking. You're stucking, stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard, I'm knocking out your toothin'. A teeth, believe this shit, butt head just get played out like Beavis. Receive it, it's yours, lyrical murder. No bogus, I'm the dopest, lyrically the locust. What? It's so copacetic, I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathics from this mouth of madness. Flows one of the baddest in existence. My existence is prevalent, hesitant not, you'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard, I see you knocking outside. Cause I slam like collision from your vision to me. If you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it. Moby, running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, you're rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights, trying to catch it. Slamming through the radio in the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away, cut down, mowed away, curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC Cold Killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rock that to dawn.
closed caption. Addicted to paper traction. Pictures of action. Blaze back in the midst of mashing. No fairy tales for this young black male. Some see me stranded in this land of hell, jail and crack sales. Hustling and hardly think of culture or the repercussions while busting on backstabbing vultures. Selling my soul for material wishes. Fast cars and bitches. Wishing I live my life a legend, immortalized in pictures. Watch that kid say no sympathy. My childhood years was spent burying my peers in the cemetery. Here's a message to the newborns waiting to breathe. If you believe and you can achieve, just look at me. Against all odds, though life is hard to carry on. Living in the projects, broke with no lights on. To all the seeds that follow me, protect your efforts. Born with less, but you still precious. Just smile for me now.
Slowly upon phrases I rush, and I can walk you through the days that are done. I often wish that I could save everyone, but I'm a dreamer. Have you ever seen a nigga who was strong in the game? Overlooking his tomorrows and it finally came. Look back on childhood for a reason, I'm still feeling the same. Turning circles in my ninth grade, dealing cocaine. Too many houses in my local life, vibes are strange. And a man without a focus like to drive me insane. Stuck inside a ghetto fantasy, hoping it changed. But when I focus on reality, we broken and changed. Had a dream of living wealthy and making it big. Over football, told to cook raw and taking it big. And after all, my mama's thanking God for blessing the child. All my mama got to do now is collect it and smile. Smile. Seeds, unanswered questions, keep us all stressed, a curious G. Backstabbed and bleeding, crooked thoughts, laced with weed. Learning, ducking straight shots, bullets be hot, stay burning. Inhaling sherm smoke, visualize the flames. Will I be smothered by my own pain? Strange witness, cowards conversate, so quick to distance. Taking pictures for the feds and desperate hopes they get it. Hit us all, give us plenty centuries, forgive my sins. Since I ended many penitentiaries, the best revenge is fuck friends. We military minds and soldiers, busting shots blindly, trying to find Jehovah to help me. Somebody save me, lost and crazy, scared to drop a seed, hoping I ain't cursing my baby. Maybe now, niggas feel me now, pitching my pain, embrace my words, make the world change. And still I smell, nigga.
And now a moment of silence. Let us pray. And as you journey into outer space, may the angels help to lead the way. May the prayers that our families make shine upon your soul and keep you safe. And all the homies that have passed away, they're there to greet you as you pass the gate. And as you head to the tunnel's light, the hope it leads to eternal life. We say the prayer for the homie Pop.
Be some stuff you're gonna see that's gonna make it hard to smile in the future. But through whatever you see, through all the rain and the pain, you gotta keep your sense of humor. You gotta be able to smile through all this bullshit. Keep your head up. Yeah.
addicted to paper tracks, pictures of action, playback, in the midst of mashing. No fairy tales for this young black male. Some see me stranded in this land of hell, jail and crack sales. Hustle and hardly think of culture, or the repercussions while busting on backstabbing vultures. Selling my soul for material wishes, fast cars and bitches. Wishing I live my life a legend, immortalized in pictures. Watch that kid say your sympathy. My childhood years was spent burying my peers in the cemetery. Here's a message to the newborns waiting to breathe. If you believe in you can achieve, just look at me against all odds. Though life is hard, we carry on. Living in the projects, broke with no lights on. To all the seeds that follow me, protect your essence. Born with less, but you still precious. Just smell for me now.
Thought slowly upon phrases I rush, and I can walk you through the days that are done.
I often wish that I could save everyone, but I'm a dreamer. Have you ever seen a nigga who was strong in the game, overlooking his tomorrows and it finally came? Look back on childhood for a reason, I'm still feeling the same. Turning circles in my ninth grade, dealing cocaine. Too many houses in my local life, vibes are strange. And a man without a focus like to drive me insane. Stuck inside a ghetto fantasy, hoping it changed. But when I focus on reality, we broken and changed. Had a dream of living wealthy and making it big. Over football, told to cook raw and taking it dig. And after all, my mama's thanking God for blessing and shout. All my mama got to do now is collect it and smile. Smile. Straight shot, bullets be hot, stay burning, inhale the sherm smoke, visualize the flames, will I be smothered by my own pain, strange witness, cowards conversate, so quick to distance, taking pictures for the feds and desperate hopes they get it, hit us all, give us plenty centuries, forgive my sins, since I ain't at many penitentiaries, the best revenge is fuck friends, we military minds, soldiers, busting shot blindly, trying to find Jehovah to help me, somebody save me, lost and crazy. Drop a seed, hoping I ain't cursed my baby. Maybe now, niggas feel me now. Pitching my pain, embrace my words, make the world change. But still I smell, nigga.
And now a moment of silence. Let us pray. And as you journey into outer space, may the angels help to lead the way. May the prayers that our families make shine upon your soul and keep it safe. And all the homies that have passed away, they're there to greet you as you pass the gate. And as you head to the tunnel's light, I hope it leads to eternal life. We say the prayer for the homie Pop.
Just
smile.
my name out. Give me my props and don't you love how this thug nigga beat up the cop. I'm at the Rican parade, I'm watching caramel bitches play. Kick with real niggas, bullshit and never get you paid. This is the dream of a young black teen. I feed my hoes cross country like a greedy crack fiend. Now come on. From my wrist to my gold chain, anywhere I go, I keep it hood, I never change. If it ain't up on my lap, got it stashed in the rain. Back, back, I'm getting bread on arrival. Private jet, anywhere I tell him, he gon' fly to. My respect, had these girls saying, daddy, I do. Anything you ask, get it cracking when I fly to. With God as my witness, right hand on the Bible in Tokyo. Honey turned it up, hottie got, so I stroke for show. Now up in Atlanta at the strip club, she thick, huh? Took me to the swap, where the crib was. Went full throttle, got cracking, I ain't bashful. From the kitchen to the countertop, in the bathroom. Flips, both trips, most stamps on my passport. Told her drop me off at Hartsfield, I'm international.
Hey girl, I can tell.
Homie, pick me up, I'm at the airport. With two bottles of Moe and a bottle of pork. Can we get something poppin', cause tomorrow got court. So of course, I'm ready to get it. Feel it going down right now. Hopped in the whip, popped a bottle, lit a blunt right now. Did about 50 seconds late at the party right now. We celebrating Machiavelli, two apocalypse nows. Escape through the front door, they choosing up on tippy toes. Cruising up to get the dough. If you lose the chick, then let her go. She done chose, it's over, bro. Look around, it's Harleyville. Dimes and high heels, came from Japan, New York, to Cali. They choosin' for real with no grill in my dental. Pete, my swag is tremendous, make moves monumental. It was me, three mommies, E-40 and Pop. At the Lamont round after party, it just don't stop.
Somebody of my birth on this earth is what I'm dreaming. Seeing daddy seeming full of crooked demons, already crazy and screaming. I guess them nightmares as a child had me scared, but left me prepared for a while. Share another route for a crooked outlaw, a veteran, a villain, a young thug. Every day there's more tasks, plus I'm no less. I'm seeing more reasons for me to proceed with Steven. Scheme on them seemingly, they be screaming. Cause ain't no bunch of stacker, my nuts is backed up. I'm about to act up, go to the Mac up. Now watch me clack up, try make a fact up. But yo, it ain't working, and evil's lurking. I can see him smirking when I get the burger. So what, go put some work in and make my mail, make a sales. Risking 25 with an hour, but oh well.
I wonder is after death, after my last breath, when will I finally get to rest through this depression? They punish the people that's asking questions and those that possess. Still from the ones without possessions, the message I stress. To make it stop, study your lessons, don't settle for less. Even the genius asking questions, be grateful for blessings. Don't ever change, keep the essence of power is in the people and politics we address. Always do your best, don't let the pressure make you panic. And when you get stranded and things don't go the way you planned it, dreaming the riches, in a position to making a difference. Politicians and hypocrites, they don't wanna listen. If I'm insane, it's the fame made a proper change. It wasn't nothing like the game, it's just me against the world.
Troublesome nigga. Troublesome 19, motherfucking 96. West side. Let it be known, nigga. Boss of all bosses. Machiavelli. Minutes and methods label me a lethal weapon. Making niggas die with this impressive and perfection. Can you picture my specific plan? To be the man in this wicked land. Underhanded, here's the plan. Scams are plotted over grams of rock. Outlaws, motherfuckers die by a random shot. We all die in the end. So advance we swap. I was all about my end. Fuck friends and foes. A born leader, never lead a block without my heater. Got me a dog and named him my bitch nigga heater. What could they do to me, a little brat? Shit, the niggas that shot me is still terrified. I beat they ass. How can I show you how I feel inside? We outlaws, motherfuckers can't kill my pride. Niggas talk a lot of shit, but that's after them gone. Cause they fear me in the physical form. Let it be known, I'm troublesome. Troublesome nigga.
Outlaws. Put it down to the bullets. Spitting bombs and bullets.
This criminal war, we all rebels. Death before dishonor, bet I bomb on them first. Niggas knew we came for murder, pulling up in a hearse. West side was the war cry, busting off freely, screaming fuck all y'all niggas in Swahili. Pistol packing fresh out of jail, I ain't going back. Release me to the care of my heartless trap. Say my name three times like Candyman. Bet I roll on your ass like an avalanche. I'm so survivor, learn to get high and full drive-by. Murder my phone, can't control my nine. Hearing thoughts of my enemies, please, please. Bust-ass motherfuckers tried to flee. Picture me letting this jump the bar. Ran up on his ass when I dumped him down. Cause I'm troublesome.
Young, strapped, and I don't give a fuck. I'm hopeless. I live a dub life, losing my focus, baby. I'm troublesome. Bad boy killer. There is no one realer. What you saw was the rough, rugged, and raw. Outlaw.
Murder, murder, my mind state. It ain't changed since my last rhyme. The crime rate ain't declined.
afraid to sleep, I'm having crazy dreams. Vivid pictures of my enemy, family town. God forgive me cause it's wrong, but I plan to die. Need to take me in heaven and understand I was to see. Did the best I could, raised in the sanity. But send me to hell cause I ain't begging for my life. Ain't nothing worse than this earth and hopeless life. I'm troublesome. In your wildest dreams you couldn't picture a nigga like me. Like my nigga Napoleon said, nigga, somebody gotta explain why I ain't got shit. I'm troublesome. You know what time it is, the outlaw click. Young, rugged, and sick. Machiavelli, the Don, the boss, all boss. Mussolini, Idi Amin, Hussein, Fatal, Gaddafi, Castro, Napoleon, Bonitti. We ain't fucking around.
For all my niggas living in a rush, slow it down just a notch, baby. It's gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright.
Life at high speed, life at high speed. Trying to get tired when you watch.
Bobby Dunn,
lick him up and take with you. I live life hot feet, slightly disillusioned by weed. I breed thugs, motherfuckers even worse than me. When I bleed, my enemies best to flee quickly. Army, my army, niggas deceased swiftly. Look at you now while you wanna act out. I pull a hammer back, strapped with a cannon that'll blow your motherfucking back out. They blast, but I'm still standing, slightly scarred. Deep questions for the Lord, why you don't like me, God? So, though my life was hard, with no remorse, I absorb all lessons, provide protection for the boss. Double wall, rugged and ruthless. Keep a vest through these hard times, knowing it's useless. And my crew, we crooked, be mistaken for Jews. We all about our cash blast if you break the rules. Fools turn snitch for the DX. Be heaven sent, switch like a stone bitch. Turn state's evidence. Why? Then they wonder why niggas die. Put your family in danger just to get high. Now, what the hell can we get from jail? More tricks for the crime trade. This is hell. Bail out a thug nigga fresh out the jailhouse. The safe count and take all the mail out. Whatever happens, happens. Whoever fall dies. We fresh out of time, living blind, so we all ride. In times like these, chronic attire, we bumping through the high speed. People say, what you gonna do when you get out of jail? I'm gonna buy me a gun. Then what's next? Food and sex, house parties in the projects. We going all night. What you gonna do when you get out of jail? I'm gonna buy me a gun.
I'm amazed at what the motherfucking hood done. What we do to get paid all day, but all my shit destined to be swatted by the flag that we lust for. Throw away our morals and values and dust more. Nigga to die tomorrow, we bet on the ball time. Nigga, the clock's ticking. Approaching is the day you gon' need more than your clock spitting. Cops sitting, politicians passing laws you ain't know up. Soon that money gon' be illegal when you die to keep your dough up. But I ain't gon' tell you what, just stop chasing paper. Man, I'm just like y'all, I'll worry about that shit later. Put the metal to the pedal, smash your nigga blaze. Let's get blowed out, hot beam to the end of my day.
Get out of jail, I'm gonna buy me a gun. Then what's next? Food and sex, house parties in the projects. We going all night, what you gonna do when you get out of jail? I'm gonna buy me a gun. Then what's next? Food and sex, house parties in the projects. We going all night, what you gonna do when you get out of jail? I'm gonna buy me a gun. Then what's next? Food and sex, house parties in the projects. We going all night.
Young organizations around, but we are political organizations. We are an organization that understands that politics is nothing but war without bloodshed, and war is nothing but politics with bloodshed. Then it's just like you stretch something, and it goes, you can stretch things, they're going to be another thing. If you stretch politics so long, it'll be war, and that's where we're at.
42 shots through that bedroom. Mama Cool was laying asleep up in that bed too. That's when J. Edgar Hoover sent the feds stoop. You know them grimy ass ways that the feds move. Said they sent the memo saying the Panthers gotta go. Created a plan to start COINTELPRO. Tricked O'Neal and then he turned into a informant. The chairman killed the wee hours of the morning.
I'm feeling like Mike Brown, I'm feeling like Trayvon, I'm feeling like I gotta stay armed with hoodies and ARs. I'm feeling like I gotta black down, but this is a straight war. So tell them that I'm on the front line, I'm taking no days off. Said it's mental slavery, yep, it's all in your head. If you ain't got your liberation, you better off dead. These modern day plantations, they call it the feds. Whatever happened to the riders, guess all of them dead. I don't care if it's a koofy bow tie or a fez. We need to unify people and buy some land. And when I talk about the Jacksons, I ain't talking Michael. I'm talking George and Jonathan marching with their rifles. You try to kill the revolution, then you gotta shoot us. This for the Chairman Fred, Mark Clark, Huey Newton. This here for Black August. Let's have a moment of silence and dedicate it to them riders that's in black coffins. I got the voice of Malcolm, mixed with the heart of Marcus. I got my knowledge from the slums, I've never been to Harvard. Tell me it's love, tell me it's hate, tell me it's pride. Tell me the reason why they keep on telling us lies. Tell me the reason why them teens in America died. From them slums of a gun that an officer fired. Gotta understand, they consider us three-fifths of a man. Which means you're not a human on this land. Dred Scott, black man, they got the same rights a white man's got. So why we steady repping all these damn blocks? Who thought I'd see the day when the cops would become the damn ops? We just trying to land us a job, but they trying to land shots. Knowledge and intelligence is more important than that gangster shit that they been telling us. I wonder who the editors, I wonder who the ones that take their time to write the papers. That fail to mention trials and tribulations that we facing. I got neighbors that was racist, that got hatred for these pretty black faces. Who are you to judge our laws, great creation, relations to all of them great faces back in Africa? King Tut, Queen Nzinga, they set the path for us. If they could take a look at us now, they probably laugh at us. But then again, they wouldn't be laughing, they probably mad at us. Wonder how we all became thugs and drug traffickers. Let them capture us, and they building a bloodbath for us. Breathe, this water getting deep. It's way over my head, it's kinda hard for me to see. I got a queen, is she natural pure? The mindset of Winnie Mandela, mixed with a side of secure. Said I got two choices, poverty or provide for the poor. Plus I'm fully prepared to collide with the law. I said I think we need a million men marching in the streets again. Think we need a million men marching with their peace in hand. Sometimes you gotta go to war just to have have peace again. Rest in peace to Malt, a time to treat us like kings again.
Them the same motherfuckers that came to kill and capture us. Them the same motherfuckers that murdered and mask us. Got the gall and audacity to be asking us. Why they keep killing each other? Why they respect their mothers? What their daddy said? Why they hate being black? Why they still unemployed? Why they don't vote? Why they don't sit together? Why they still dope? Why they fucking do tears in the bucket? Let the chairman tell you what's happening, Captain. The motherfucking cowards and corrupt and crust throughout the whole goddamn colonized community. You know what the land's bloodshed. And it's all the earth for all it's worth. And the damn to take all the turf. Trying to stick our sickles up our motherfucking legacies. How the fuck we got generations of generations coming up? And I only know, but I even giving a fuck about gold gears like Harry T. Marcus Garvey, Ida B. Motherfucking Minister UEB. Shit, we don't know through the COINTEL Pro. We die by the time, man.
Use up my eyes open and fix because y'all know this is. I'm going to do this for y'all. Get locked and loaded for another episode of Free MR Radio. We at the Hampton House, y'all. We be programmed with the Black Panther Party Cubs, hosted by yours truly, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., Robert Allen, a.k.a. the Lady of Rage. Let's make history.
Shotgun.
Take history. Let's take this.
Shotgun.
That's what it is, y'all. So you're right. Right on. Y'all, dig. I know I ain't got, if you're in Chicago, I ain't got to say open the doors and nothing. Like, I mean, open the windows and nothing because, man, it's hot. The heat is on. Hey, let the record reflect. No complaints. I'm not complaining. But it's hot. But y'all can't come on in. Let people know we live on Facebook. We're coming in a little late, y'all. Y'all, those who tune in just now, African ancestry, we just came to be at that. And I'm glad some of you got to see this because, you know, I have to hold my tongue in many cases. You know, I got a long text earlier, you know, about, you know, I haven't got back to these certain people about the details about the Cub Caravan down to the grave. I hope you listen in. It's not personal, but again, all humbleness. You know what I'm saying? I'm not crying the blues, you know what I'm saying? There's no music playing, but, I'm international chairman of the Black Panther Party Cubs. It's an international organization. I got to have my ear to the ground. What's happening in Sao Paulo, the favelas in Brazil? What's happening, you know what I'm saying, to our support forces in Ghana, Ireland? You know, don't charge it to the heart if I didn't get back to you. You know what I'm saying? We plan on having the bus, the caravan, to roll down today. I mean, to the caravan. That didn't work out. We're gonna do what it do. There's been situations I've had to Let me know if we live on Facebook. Let me know if this is the Facebook if we live on now. I think it's stuck or froze or something. Easy girl down there.
Grandma, brother Chairman, you're live on Facebook.
Okay, all good. A lot of people deal, their first concept of organizing is through state-sanctioned organizations. You know, we got to move on a pivot, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's been cases down to the grave site. I've had to hop down there last minute on a plane, bus, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's do what it do. We're going to go check out the chairman. We're gonna make it happen, but again, you know, they will say come with us, y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's humbling. You know, so we, you know, I wanna be everywhere at every time. You know what I'm saying? But again, don't charge it to the heart. A couple of PSAs get up our chest real quick. PSA, People Service Announcements. Working on this. The pre-Father's Day. Event that's going to be a family appreciation day. Peace right back at you, right on. Frederick and County, that's what it is, right on, right back at you. Yes, indeed. Y'all can't miss y'all subscribe to the are we on stream? Are you on YouTube live? Make sure I'm on that live. Oh, hold on, schedule. Hold on, I ain't on live with you. My fault. I'm tripping. You okay now? Hands up. Okay, now we rolling. It's all the technology, man. So we live on YouTube. We're not intellectual radio. We're not there today. We at the Hampton House, y'all. So tune in again. Well, let me just do this for the record for those who just tapping in here. Heads up, eyes on the fence, because y'all know this is how we do this. Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. comes to you live and direct for Revolutionary Love and Respect. Weekly program of Black Panther Party Cubs, hosted by yours truly, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. and Robin Allen, a.k.a. the Lady of Rage. Call in number 929-477-3785. Press 1 to get in. 929-477-3785. Press 1 to get in. PSAs. People service announcements. Saturday, we're looking at 12 o'clock noon. The Wall. We're gonna have some major heavy hitters there. We'll have some down ass DNA on deck. Gonna be some down ass DNA on deck. In other words, gonna be some songs and doors. Gonna be some songs and guns.
Femo, Sister Robin, Chairman dropped.
Chairman drop.
Yeah, it's called drop.
I'm sure he'll be calling right back in. Mm-hmm. But I knew that you were gonna be here today. I've been missing you for the last couple of weeks, but I said, it's a holiday coming up for Sister. Well, a lot of us, but definitely you. I said she ain't gonna miss this.
I was mad. I almost wasn't. I've been locked up in some trainings, you know. So, and I almost wasn't, but I got done with it earlier. So I was able to, I almost wasn't here, though, but you already know. Because I was mad.
I already know
what day it is. Tomorrow.
Yeah, and it's tomorrow, actually, yes.
Yes. You heard everything that was planned. Look, in the beginning.
Do you want to go back to the music until he comes back in?
Oh, sure. Right back to pop. One for us.
Yeah, and Holler If You Hear Me, that's one of my favorites. Or White Man's World. Either one of those you can play for me.
Okay, yeah. We're gonna do that. Okay, here we go. Okay.
You're going to busting your fist against the stone wall. You're not using your brain. That's what the white man wants you to do. Look at you. What makes you ashamed of being black?
Number love for you.
You know how hard it is.
No doubt.
Being a woman, a black woman at that. In this white man's world. Sometimes we overlook the fact that we can ride hard in our fixed wounds, and knowing the pain we've caused.
White man's world.
White man's world. I ain't saying I'm innocent at all.
And it's white man's world.
It's on. Yeah. All those times that I messed up, but we messed up.
Dear sister, got me twisted up in prison. I miss you. Crying, looking at my nieces and my nephews. They say don't let this cruel world get you. Kind of suspicious, swearing one day you might leave me for somebody that's richer. Put the cap off the bottom. I take a sip and see tomorrow. Gotta make it if I have to beg a bottle. Love letters, late night, locked down and quiet. Your brothers don't receive they mail, best believe we ride. Eating Jack Mack, staring at the walls, silent inside this cage where they captured all my ways and violence. In time I learned a few lessons, never fall for riches. Apologies to my true sisters, far from bitches. Help me raise my black nation, reparations to do. It's true, caught up in this world, I took advantage of you. So tell the babies how I love them, precious boys and girls, born black.
White man's world. Here's what we back on deck.
Grandma, I'm direct here. Echo bad. They honest.
I need your cash out somewhere. I'm like, okay. I'm gonna try this myself. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna try this myself, y'all. Dollar sign. I hope I don't mess up nothing on this damn Instagram. I got typing. Y'all still hear me? Okay. That's his comrades. But birthdays tomorrow along with Tupac, y'all. Y'all can't send us off for the birthday, you know. Real talk. Send us off for the birthday, y'all. Okay, man. It's hot. Yeah. I ain't complaining. All right. Birthday. Let me be along. I'm feeling myself now. I'm typing some more shit. I'm feeling myself. I ain't gonna do no more typing. I'll be done. Yeah, too crazy. Brazil in the building. Free them all. That's right. Just shout us out on Brazil out earlier. We got any calls in queue? Now 929-477-3785. Press 1.
Free them all, Brother Tim. We have Sister Pat Stallings in queue. Free them all.
Welcome to Free them all radio.
Hello.
Welcome. Hey. How you doing? Welcome to Free My Radio. How you feel?
I'm doing
yes,
good.
Indeed. Talk
I'm
to
doing...
us, cousin.
How you doing?
I'm drained in a good way. I've been moving nonstop the last 2.5 days, but I'm moving and grooving. Just got to came with the other show, this African ancestry. Get a little background where I come from. So I'm riding high at this. You know, so keeping our head up. Yep. So give us a little background. What's going on with you? I know we so Tuesday, you want us to call in too. I had some representatives to call in, but let me get this up. Let me get this other announcement before I lose this. Check Marsha, the Menard case. Something that's going on in Menard right now. Menard, man, I know y'all think it's hot out here. Menard, I'm flashback when I was there in Menard in that intense heat. So I just reposted her post about what's going on in Menard. So y'all check it out. Now, Steve, we moving to Menard, Southern Illinois. We traveling. We got some word about some situation happening down Tennessee down south. There's some cases in jail. So bring us to the speed. What's happening? What's going on? How can we get the word? You want to get the word out? What information, you know what I'm saying? Feel free and don't tell people any first time callers when you call in. Don't trip. You know what I'm saying? This, as we said, this is a people's thing. This is a weekly program we do every week, hosted by myself and also our co-host, that's Robert Allen, a.k.a. the Lady of Raise. So she's online with us too.
Yes, sir.
You know, I don't know if you know, at Rock Rough and stuff, that's,
yes,
but depending on what age range you're in, you might say, oh, I remember her, but. Oh, baby, these were next Friday. So that's
yeah.
My co-host online with us now. And yes, indeed. Norman Richard, 929-477-3785. 929-477-3785. And press 1 to get in. Right on. Okay. Are we back with you? We back with you. Okay, so what's going on, Pat? What's going on?
Hey, we're still dealing with the court system where they postponed the bond reduction hearing, but we're still working with a good organization, Participatory Defense, and you, I am so glad that you are willing to help us also. And right now we're just waiting. It's like a waiting game. Unfortunately, that the judge's father passed away, that they had to postpone the hearing. But we're doing all we can to get as many people involved in this to kind of speak up for my grandson, because you know how a mother, and you're talking about legacy, this is legacy. We come from good stock. That's one of the words we say. We come from good stock. Mm-hmm. And when a mother feels in her heart or a grandmother that something's not right,
mm-hmm.
that's it. So, but it's a lot of things that has went on that's not proper or right. For instance, his plea date was postponed. His plea date, first bond reduction hearing was automatically denied. Of course, they always look back on the parents to make it look like you coming from a house of gangsters. They bring up stuff that's not even relevant to the person.
Mm-hmm.
And things that, you know, people that wasn't even in their life, they bring that up to make the, that person that's trying to get out look bad.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, all of this kind of seemed from when he was a juvenile and was under one of the judges that kind of mistreated the black kid here. And I am in Rutherford County, Tennessee.
Where's Rutherford County?
You cuz look, this is Pat, your cousin.
Yes, indeed. I for listeners who don't know,
Murfreesboro, Tennessee.
Now that's okay, and that's for those who still may not be familiar. That's like in reference to is it close to Nashville?
40 minutes from Nashville. It's like in between Nashville and Chattanooga.
Okay, is Rutherford County, is that, does that encompass some parts of Nashville too, or is it just Murfreesboro?
No. Murfreesboro. Nashville is called Davidson County, and we are Rutherford County.
I got you. Rutherford County. What's the racial makeup like down in Murfreesboro? What's the population? Take us there so people can get a feel.
More white than black. More white than black.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. And A lot of hidden racism.
Mm-hmm. We had a case. We had a years back. In fact, another cousin, Rachel, just tapped in. She let us know 45 minutes from Nashville. I remember a school situation with her son some years back. We had y'all, if y'all, the listeners who've been riding with us for a while, y'all remember we had to deal some issues down there before. Somebody, if they can, put the number in for me. The calling number, if y'all can, for our brother in Canada. We got people in Canada listening. A shout out to Norman Richmond in Canada. Got people in Ghana listening and tuning in. This is important because we want to transcend the lines of that set for us, gender-wise speaking, geographically and generational speaking. In other words, that is just not, you know, make the connection through men and women, through, you know, saying the South and the North. In fact, outside the U.S., as I just pointed out, we have consistent callers, and, you know, saying again from Ghana, Canada, and other places, and also the generational line. Legally speaking, in the beginning stages of it. So y'all haven't talked about no motions or none of that yet. So the deal is now you're talking about just for trying to get bond. Okay, how's your grandson? And what they said a bond date. On Tuesdays y'all go ahead.
Excuse me. They set another bond reduction hearing. It's for July 21st. And we're very hopeful that the bond will be reduced. And we're working with another organization that's, I guess, kind of similar to what you're doing. And they're helping us, instructing us on what to do to help get him out on bond. And that's just a step. My feelings is he can best help fight his battle if he's out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are you encouraging people to tap into this? The conference call y'all have on Tuesday with the group? Okay. You will give out the information. You'll have people call. All right.
Okay. Yeah. The information to call to just listen in and give your input. And it's called participatory defense. Free Heart organization, and I'm giving them, I gave them all of your information to also tap into your radio station, because we all need to support everybody and to help everybody, especially if there's if we feel like there's misjust or even just for support. For support. Okay. The number to call in to and it's on Tuesday night at 6 o'clock. The number to call
6 o'clock.
In.
What time? Y'all on the same time? Y'all on the same time, Chicago? What?
I'm not sure. Right now it's 7:35.
Yep, same time.
Okay.
Tuesday. Same time. Right. Tuesday time.
All right. To call in, the number is 312-629-6799-214-21#. And then just listen, and they'll let you in.
And you all give your grandson's name so people can say they call in references, you know, his case, give his name so people think they know what to call in for?
Yes, his name is Gregory Lyons. Gregory Lyons.
Spell Lyons for us.
L-Y-O-N-S.
Lyons. Okay.
Lyons.
And
we
repeat that number one more time.
The number is 312-626-6799. And then it'll prompt you to put in a password. That number is 721421#.
Okay.
Yes. And my name is Pat Stalling. I'm his grandmother.
Right on. Hold on 1 second. Facebook. Where'd you come? Put somebody post the 929 number for me. I think Norman he wants it. The 929-477 number for press 1. Put that on, post it for Facebook for me. Right on. So the bomb. Right on the bomb reduction. You're gonna do that 21st. Okay, so you get that radio that show contact. Any social media or any websites that people that you can guide people to that they follow up on it.
No.
Y'all can get my
phone number. Not at this time, just that one, just that number.
Okay. Well, cousin, right on. So let me know. The lines are open. You know what I'm saying, man? Again, I said. I'll say this to people in general, don't hesitate to call in, you know what I'm saying, because a lot of people getting their feet wet in different arenas, you know what I'm saying, but again, this is feel free. Stephen Biko of the Black Consciousness Movement is here. Those who don't know for me who Stephen Biko is, Stephen Biko of the Black Consciousness Movement, who was assassinated 1977. Pretoria, occupied Tanzania, aka South Africa. That was one of his books he wrote. I like. He has said, black people in particular must grasp the ability to distinguish intelligence from the ability to articulate. Again, black people in particular must grasp the ability to distinguish intelligence from the ability to articulate. So do not hold back or hesitate to call in, because you can't articulate certain sentiments. Again, you feel something, you feel an injustice, you feel something wrong, you know what I'm saying? I can't really break this down. Feel free to hit that call in number 929-477-3785, press 1. And again, we have, it's an international listening audience, You know, people calling in from all over, y'all, you know what I'm saying? So y'all feel free, yes, indeed. Matter of fact, who is on the stream, y'all? I think this is First Sergeant Sergeant Darby, Dobie. My fault. Talking about the case. Grandmaster Jay. Okay, right on. Yes. Okay. I think we had a call in last week. They posted the week before, and feel free to call in with some updates. Grandmaster Jay's case and some other cases. Was it last week? We had called in to get update status on that, and I forgot what they said the next. Court date was, so feel free to update, refresh that. So again, Don't, if you get, you call us, do not charge it to the heart. If, you know what I'm saying, if you get closer to court dates, and I say, there's something going on in Menard right now, the case we just had, not had, but still going on, Alicia Gill, Marsha, and countless of others, you know what I'm saying, to tell you the testimonies was happening in Menard. And don't think just because people come on and, you know what I'm saying, 1 week and say, okay, it's over with. It's a, Minister, you repeat, you talk about a protracted struggle. A protracted struggle, basically in layman terms, what that means is, I remember y'all, a lot of y'all remember in grammar school, they say you get your protractor. And then the protractor, it goes over some while. Don't think it's not a one-night thing, you know what I'm saying? The struggle is not a one-night stand. So it's an ongoing process, you know what I'm saying? So again, so you got to constantly be updating people, you know what I'm saying? Because dearly, a lot of us may have good intentions. A lot of people may have good intentions. They leave us, oh, I can relate to that. My son got locked up. My you know what I'm saying? They just took my cousin's house from her. And you say, I want to get out with that. Yeah, as soon as you leave out, you know what I'm saying? You know, Spencer's got shot. You know, ain't no baby formula. How's it going to feed the baby? So you get caught these basic day-to-day situations, the contradictions. So again, so they constant, you know, they're continuously, you know what I'm saying, reminder to people, you know what I'm saying, and all the graphic people from well points of unity they can work with, say, well, I can't do this. I know a person that knows they can put on their social media. We have what we call a code of culture. Code of culture, the match for that, it wasn't the match for the code of culture is, if too many of us in Sing Sing for some catchy, you talking about some bling bling. If too many of us in Sing Sing for some catchy, you talking about some bling bling. So we are artists to some point of unity. Put some up there, put these cases in your lyrics, in your songs, you know what I'm saying? We have the educational ethic. We should make it a class project to work on a case. You know what I'm saying? You say, hold on. You know some students? Yeah, I'm going to get my law degree. Okay, I got some homework for you. Work on this case. You know what I'm saying? Check this out. Go check out the toxic waste at Hunter's Point in San Francisco. You know what I'm saying? We talk about how Comandante Fidel Castro was giving out these scholarships, giving these scholarships to children to get the medical scholarships. And everybody says, I'm going to see my child over there coming out to Fidel Castro. And say, whoa, wait a minute now. You have to commit to go back to your respective community and apply these skills. So, again, we want people to be networked and say, okay, how can I network with this campaign, so on and so forth. You know what I'm saying? That's the dynamic of this. You know what I'm saying? We, that's why we use terms like resources. Resources are not just that the finance, the dynamic of money. Okay, we need money. No doubt about it. Cats need money. Cats got to eat. Cats need heat. That's a reality. But resources, and we've seen the Save the Hampton House campaign. People come through and say, I ain't got no money, but I want to help paint. I want to bring some bottled waters over here. I know a person that knows this person. So that's the whole dynamic about this here, y'all. Again, resources, you know what I'm saying, connecting each other. You know what I'm saying? This is just use the dynamic about the social media that you can communicate with people all over the world. It's pros and cons to this here. It's pros and cons to this here. So that's what it is, y'all. We live direct from Freedom All Radio, making history, taking history, taking history. Pat, keep us posted. You know what I'm saying? Anything else you want to bring up? Any other information you want to give us?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
I will
keep y'all posted.
Anything else you want to add on?
No, but okay. Legacy. I was listening earlier, and you talked about legacy. Legacy is great.
Yes,
that's
indeed.
The reason, like right now, legacy. This is on a different note. The church I belong to, when everybody got hooked on Black Lives Matter, it was potentially all of just basically a black church. But now we had an event. People passing by said, I thought it was Emory was a black church. We have so many white people there, which is not a problem. But
yeah,
we're still here. But my legacy, my granddaddy, my grandmama, my aunt, that's the reason I'm still there.
Your grandmother. Yeah.
I'm carrying on that legacy.
Right on. I gotta get back to that. You brought back memories with this, the mention of Emory Church. You just brought back memories, cause yeah. Wow. Okay.
I'm still carrying on that legacy.
So you're right. So you're right.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah.
Definitely keep us posted on that. Yeah. I want, okay, so people going to do some homework. They're going to do some research and background. Those who don't know about Murfreesboro, go do some background on that. Give some stats and facts on Rutherford County.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Some history of it. You know what I'm saying?
One more thing I want to put in about Emory. We're getting a historical marker because it's over 150 years old.
Wow. Keep us posted when that posts out. I'm get down around that time, too, because, yeah, I'm in plenty of days walking. I've been 3 days walking up down there, going out of Emory Church and going down to pick blueberries with Donnie and Ronnie and all that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, indeed.
All right,
cousin. So stay
keep going. Keep going.
And let me know that date. Right on.
Okay.
We
all right.
Right on, cousin. I love you. Keep it posted. Love you, too. Right on.
All right.
We live and direct, y'all. Right on. Making history, taking history, paving history, y'all. That's what it is, y'all. Keep me posted. We got any calls in queue. Go back and pull it up. Sister to Comrade, a birthday shout-out, y'all, to Comrade Queen Daphne. She ain't going to the own home, but that's who on the boards right now. And she'll be out there on the train, hitting these damn, hooking the boards up in the heart of Chirac, you know what I'm saying, on the train doing this here. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, get this $Cash Shop, Queen Daphne. I just posted on Instagram. I ain't gonna take no chance to post on that. I really went above and beyond my skill level of even trying to type anything on Instagram. But we laugh. Drop us off for a birthday though, cause tomorrow, y'all still coming? Her partner in craft, Miss Flynn. Duck and dodge because they're gonna be hitting backyard barbecues and all that, playing Tupac music real loud, celebrating. You know what I'm saying? It's gonna be going down. If they going down today, you know what I'm saying? So you're real talk. Give me right on. Because Rachel just said happy birthday to you. Right on. Y'all give me a head. Someone call in cute.
Free them all, Brother Jim, and free them all.
Forgive that background noise. I got some Hampton House Hounds problems going on too, y'all. I think it's some issues with their parents and the children have some debate. The Hampton House new additions are right here, so y'all forget that background noise. You know, they gonna work it out. Getting the understanding
That's
around
right.
here. Who's who? You know. Who we got?
We got Brother Norman Richmond on the line. Free them all.
Right on. Welcome. Welcome, Brother Norman Richard. It's always a pleasure to talk to us.
How you doing, sir?
I'm well in this end. It's always a pleasure to hear your voice.
Well, I wanted to tell you that there was a film about Prince coming out of a filmmaker from Niger did a film where he did a takeoff on Purple Rain.
Hold on one second. Little background. This brother, the history of music, the history of struggle, the artists, everything is political. You hear, it's important when you hear music and you say, well, what is this? I talk about, you know, I say like you hear about Sam Cooke and Lou Rawls, Chain Gang, when they rolled past, seen the brothers that doing the Chain Gang, they came back and bought boxes, a carton of cigarettes to them. And that little thing noise you hear, that song Sam Cooke and Lou Rawls did, that's an actual Coke bottle. The background, you get the ingredients to it. This brother, y'all, you know what I'm saying? I don't care if it's some groups that you hear, you say, well, why did they just do this? Nothing can be, like you talk about food. You go to the food movie, and so this food came as a result of this country, colonized this country. So then we had the back, but all we're dealing with some updates on some different groups and how it ties into our people. It's, when we say a colonized people, the music you hear, the language you speak, all that. So I just want to preface that, you know, say who we got online with us, y'all, so Norman Richmond, y'all. So go ahead, my brother. It's always an honor to have you with us. Okay, give us a look what you were saying.
Oh, I was saying that Prince did someone did a film about him, and it was dealing with Niger. It was a Nigerian, I guess. I should be more on top of that. A Nigerian, not a Nigerian, but Niger. It was N-I-G-E-R, Niger. I just found out your roots are, you got some Niger roots, I understand, from your DNA. You just found that out, right?
Yeah, we just found, on my maternal side, we just found this out. Me and Mother Conway, I just got, like, literally, it's hot off the presses. Nigeria, which is, I think this is the northern tip, is right above Nigeria. That's on the maternal side. And on my paternal, on my father's side, Gabon. You know, so they gave him different tribes that it comes from. And this is something we deal with African ancestry. We want to shout them out again. You know, I'm going to do some more research myself. You know, definitely the music, the struggles, the resistance, all that. Yeah, but any other relevant information people can provide me, let us know, you know, just, you know, stuff you say, you know, tell people. I had an interesting discussion with a guy about the dogs the other day. He wanted to know everything. Like, what, you know, what's their bloodline? Are they German or American Rottweilers? You know what I'm saying? I say, man, how's your, your children's grandparents? He didn't even know them. He said he don't know her mom or daddy. I said, man, but you won't know anything about these dogs. I said, boy, it's a mess, I tell you. So this is important, man. Yeah.
Well, you know that Prince is all of his grandfathers were born in Louisiana, and one of his grandfather was actually born in Arcadia, Louisiana. That's the same place I was born. That's right near where your that Arcadia in Bienville Parish. I was born in.
You said Prince?
Prince, yes, sir. Prince.
What did
right.
you say? Okay.
Yeah, I say his all of his grandparents, all of his grandfathers were born in Louisiana. Yeah, Prince is got the Louisiana thing happening, right?
He's had a birthday
right
pass
near,
too. Prince's birthday just passed too.
Right near Bobby Rush is from the same area too.
And what that's
the
our
singer
that's
Bobby
our,
Rush.
No, where is that? The singer Bobby Rush. Arcadia.
Arcadia is near Gremlin, near Shreveport. It's in the northeast Louisiana, close to Mississippi.
Okay.
You know, close to Arkansas. Yeah.
Arkansas, right. Okay, we talking about getting down. I gotta get anybody getting hook up on the rent-a-vans. Inbox me. Gotta get a rent-a-van for Saturday. We plan on having the bus, but we're not rolling the bus. So we had a guy get the rent-a-van to get down there for Father's Day or Sunday. You know what I'm saying? Chairman's buried in Hainesville, and that's
Hainesville,
right by
Louisiana,
Shreveport.
Right. Hainesville, right.
So that's what I get to. So get the deal. Am I getting deals on the rent? And also, if you can support the trip we going down there, don't hesitate. Send the Cash App, $, save the Hampton House. Cash $, let us know. Help a trip or the Chairman Fred Jr. at Gmail on PayPal. For the trip, he had to do because we're going to get a van, and you know gas going to be a motherfucker. Woo! But, hey, we riding.
Well, you know,
Bunchy,
I cut you off, but I was saying Bunchy Carter and Masai Hewitt, all those brothers came out of that part of Louisiana.
What? Well, okay, hold on.
Yeah,
okay, wait a minute.
Bunchy was born in Shreveport. Masai Hewitt, was Minister of Education, he was born in Shreveport.
Wait a minute, let me call people. Why are we even, hold on, wait a minute. Did we have this discussion? Okay. Me and our central committee for the Panther Cubs, Field Marshal Torre, we just talking about this. He's talking about as a child. He remember seeing this picture of Bunchy. But I was going to know Bunchy was Deputy Minister of Defense of Black Panther Party. Okay. And former Dennis Defense also, with Dennis, Geronimo, he was in Monroe, I think, Monroe. Masai Hewitt was the Minister of
Education.
Minister of Education, Central Committee. You said he was out of Arcadia.
He was born in Shreveport.
He was born in Shreveport too? Okay.
Masai was born in Shreveport. Yeah, I grew up in the same neighborhood with with Bunch and my side, but they were older than me.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
we were in the same area. And we all went to the same high school.
Something that clay down there, that dirt down there.
But that clay dirt, I don't understand that you can't. We used to bring clay dirt, go from California to Louisiana, and everybody would say when you get back, bring us some dirt and put it in a shoebox.
Yeah.
And we used to eat dirt
And they talk about well, sister's pregnant, police, clay dirt, all type of stuff about that clay dirt, that red clay dirt down there. Yeah.
They ate clay dirt in Ethiopia. In a lot of parts in Ethiopia. Yep. And scientific, that's not no spookism, you know, scientifically, that clay dirt is good for pregnant women.
I remember that. Huh?
They ate it out here, too, in Virginia.
See?
Is it the same color?
It's red clay dirt?
It's like red clay.
They talked about that in that Temptation film when they're sitting at the table, and Paul and David and Eddie, they're talking about, there's a scene in that film where they be talking about that dirt. So David be talking about dirt.
I'm going back and watch that again. And I know that movie back in my head. I'm going back and watch that. You said at the table scene, huh?
They're sitting at the table. David and Eddie and Paul are teasing him about the dirt. You said you used to eat dirt. That ain't no big thing. We all ate dirt. Yeah.
I'm going back and watch. See, I've been on the set of Judas and Black Messiah. I got a whole another critical hour of these movies, though. I'm going back and watch. I'm gonna put it up tonight. Yeah, they said this at the table.
They're sitting at the table and they're talking about that dirt.
Well, yes, indeed.
I remember having a discussion with this brother Randy Weston. The pianist, the great pianist Randy Weston, and his wife is from Senegal, and I was telling her about how we ate dirt, and I remember Randy busting out laughing, saying, "You guys used to eat fish, you know? It's like you eat whatever is in your environment, and that dirt had nothing. That dirt was scientifically, not no spookism thing, but scientifically, that dirt was good for you, you know."
I always heard about that, man.
It has so many things in it. The minerals alone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Some good stuff, and it tastes good. Yeah, like I said, we used to bring it back from go to Louisiana, and bring back some dirt, bring it back in those shoe boxes.
So I remember bringing some back too. Yes, ma'am. And boy, you come back. I'm having a flashback with these brown tennis shoes I had, man. Boy, we're out there, them jokers still come back, boy. We're giving them heels. And still come back. That's the background noise. The reality is dealing
something
with y'all.
Going on in your office.
It's indeed.
But you can hear the police. Man, you can hear the police, the sirens in my background.
I hear. I thought Conrad Daphne back there. It's your background, huh? Yep, I hear. Yep.
No, that's in the Great White North and peaceful. Oh, I should say in Toronto, Canada, they just they admitted, the chief of police had a press conference and admitted that they are profiling African and indigenous people. He did an apology, and nobody's accepting the apology. But yeah, they're saying that it's systemic racism among the police department. They brutalize black people and Native people, First Nations people. That's what the term that people use in Canada, First Nations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, Comrade Conahus would always post, you know, showing what was going on and showing how they would come in on their territory and their property and illegally and looking at them and trying to intimidate them and everything. So she would always keep us posted.
And that's Leonard Peltier. He had some problems the way he was up here. He got he's still in the slammers, as all, everybody listening to this show knows.
Yeah.
Eventually we push the case. Leonard Peltier, man. Free Leonard Peltier, man. Free him off. I was just with Luis Rosa and Oscar Lopez Rivera, Puerto Rican, long held political prisoners the other day. And man, it was a phenomenal dialogue, man. They're gonna be back in for the Channel Fred's birthday street party, man. It was phenomenal, man. And Google those names for those not familiar with those cases. You know, they Chicago, they locked them up, and when Hillary Clinton was on, they came with the pardons and they tried to cause them a concession and stuff. You know, they fought. You know, what I'm saying they took a principal stance. You know, but man, my first time, I've been touched down with Luis Rose. You know, what I'm saying he was in a state joint for a long time, then they bounced him out. The Fed joint, Oscar Lopez Rivera. This was my first time seeing him, and actually some comrades from Chile. They was in town. They was in Rod, Forever Diaz, and others. And we went by the wall and stuff. They were talking about the cases. I came in this sister's name. Her son was killed by the police in Chile. And we talked about that. There's a coalition building. They were like, man, we got to get you to Chile. So I said, I'm looking forward to it. Then we went to the indigenous community up north here. Touched down with them. Then we went to Humboldt Park. Touched down with the forces over there. And man, Oscar Lopez Rivera, I'm telling you, you can see, you feel his presence. You can feel both of their presence, man. I'm like, man, they physically speaking, these are short, like look at giants, though. You can feel an aura when they come in, man, you know. And I got to talk to Oscar Lopez Rivera. He was so caught up when he seen me. He said, let me compose myself. He couldn't even talk. He so caught. Man, he told me, man, I remember when Chairman's free, he said, man, I watched him from a distance one time. He said, Randall is a food market. They get back in the 60s, he had a food market. He said, that man was so humble and so he commanded. He said, how you get that food for the free breakfast program? He said, man, I never seen nothing like it. He said, man, he broke it down. He said, man, he seen one day when Chairman, the young, he said, what's the white girl? What's the young patriot? He said, man, the young patriot, young, he had all of them coming together. He said, you can see the fans' faces. He said, man, he said, new, man, he said, they come to kill him. He said, I told him how it's transferable, just this war story I heard about him locked up, how, you know, how to help, you know, inspire us, though, man. But just that just, you won't get in the history books, man. But it was a phenomenal discussion, man. Yeah, phenomenal discussion. It talking about different stuff, too, but like in Chile, I don't know if it was on the Pinochet regime, it might have been, how they was chopping these babies out of the community, the women pregnant in Chile, and they would slice the babies open. They can't close the childbirth, and they would rape. They would give them to the ruling class, the women who can have babies, and they would raise them as theirs. You know what I'm saying? I said, man, more things change, more to say the same. You have people who growing up thinking they not, you know what I'm saying? They ain't coming to the community. In Australia, they did to the Aborigines too. You know,
it's something, man.
History of colonization. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know that Pablo Neruda, the great Chilean revolutionary, he and Paul Robeson were like, as you say in America, they were Ace Boone Coons too. Pablo Neruda, people need to Google him. Yeah, he was a great revolutionary.
Yeah. Say his name again.
Pablo Neruda. I think they killed him. The same time they killed Allende and all those, I believe. I'm having a senior moment, but I believe Pablo Neruda, he was a poet. Yeah, revolutionary. And he
guess
was a
what?
Poet.
Yeah.
But, he
a
and
poet.
Paul
yep.
Paul
yep. Yep.
Paul Robeson were like, yeah. He and Paul Robeson were like Ace Boone Coons, right? They were close.
Yeah. What's this? The Machuca, I forgot the ones like in the rural part of Chile, Machuca. I'm not saying it wrong. The ones that like they got Mapuches. They got a long history of resistance. I can't remember this guy's name. The colonizers had caught him, and they had chopped his arm halfway off. So, and they sent him back on a horse to send a message to the other people in Chile that to break their spirits. Man, they come back, the people in Chile come back, they come back to fight. They done took his half of arms cut off, and he took two long daggers, like knives, in his arm, halfway his arms, and he riding on the horse, coming back to fight, to do some more fighting. I said, boy, I can't remember. the Machupo. Yeah, man. And it's good to exchange these war stories and, you know, different dynamics, man. You know, a lot of people don't know about, like, I remember I was in El Salvador. It was an event that was happening. I said, what's going on? And they was coming, and they were talking, these are the children of the conflict. You know, they referenced, the U.S. using these soldiers to colonize the community. But it was an event where children were actually meeting with, and parents, their parents were actually first time coming together, telling their actual names. And the reason was, it was so much infiltration and stool pigeon, and, you know what I'm saying, Asian provocateurs, you couldn't even tell a person your real name. You know what I'm saying? Black people stay together. It was so much treachery that, you know what I'm saying, the colonizers did, that you can have relationships with a person, and you know what I'm saying? And you say, oh, I still got to have my guards up. You came with, like, with nicknames and stuff. I said, wow. Yeah.
I remember Bobby Rush had a song I called Everybody's Got a Nickname. Everybody's Got a Nickname.
I'm going to put
that. Yeah, Say that again, sir. I didn't hear you.
I'm gonna go pull it up. You say everybody got a nickname. I'm gonna check that out.
That was produced by Gamble. That was produced by Leon Huff, by Gamble's partner. But he got a whole album he did in Philly International.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that Philly sound was something else. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah, that Philly sound was. Philly sound was something else, and I don't think they were trying to do something with Eddie and with the Temptations, but I think something went wrong, and I don't know, maybe David or something went wrong, but that would really have, I really would have loved to heard Gambling Huff produce the Temptations. That would have been something.
Co-host, what's some of your Philly artists that you did back in that era, the Philly sound?
I was asking my co-host,
what was some of her Philly sound, that era, what was some of her favorite artists out of the Philly Philly era?
Bahamadia,
okay.
Miss Jade,
School of Dean.
Schoolie D.
Schoolie D.
Yeah.
She switched lanes. I was going back before then, but okay. Yeah, okay. So you were Schoolie D, Bahamas D.
I guess it would be Teddy Pendergrass. And that's basically the sound. I think it was a group called The Sound of Philadelphia. I think one was Huff and somebody. I think they were the Sound of Philadelphia. Huff
that was
and
Tom,
I can't
Tom, Tom
the
Bell. Tom Bell. Tom Bell.
And Huff.
Hey, what was
Gamble,
Gamble and Huff. Yeah.
Gamble and Huff. Yeah. What was the record label up there? Like, okay, Detroit Motown. You had and Matt. What's the group they had? Other one, Isaac Hayes. What's that group?
Stacks Party. Yeah, that was about 10 years ago. They did like a concert.
Yeah,
but they had about 100,000. The Los Angeles Coliseum holds 100,000 people, and it was packed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's when Dave Chappelle kind of listened there for that Dave Chappelle block party. He listened there, the Watch Stacks party. Yeah. And you know the commentary that was in there was phenomenal. Richard, the commentary. That's what I want to do with this street party, man. You know what? I'm glad we have this discussion. We have a lot of struggles when I deal with this Chairman Press Tea Party. I'm glad we have this discussion. That's a I got to hold the course. I got to stay the line. I can't get sidetracked. That's what I want to do with this here. Like the whole energy and politics, like the commentary of politics of that was unique. You know what I'm saying? It was, I mean, how they done it. You go back and look at the commentary from Richard Pryor. What's his name? He played Isaac in the Love Boat TV show.
Ted Lane.
Man, he gets some commentary off the chain. That's what I'm up in the hold of the line. That's what I'm talking about. See, I'm going through some. I'll be balancing. You know what I'm saying? And I'll be questioning my name. I got a hold. I'm at hold the line. That's why my initial vision was about this PO Center Street Party. That's what we're gonna go to. That wide stack party. That's what I get hold the line. I tell myself that because it maybe the politics boys. It's not a. It's just be a visionary. A lot of people don't see it and you can't grasp it. You know what I'm saying? And you're questioning yourself. You know what I'm saying? Man, hold the line. That's what we did. That Watch the Axe Party, man, was a phenomenal piece, man. I recommend people check it out, man. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ted Lane came out of Watts. Right.
Yeah. He tells a story about him and his brother, right? The difference they have.
Yeah.
Now, he had first heard the word nigga. He say his brother was a light-skinned cat. He say, man, the white boys went tripping on him, but he ain't got away. His mama told him to get back on to leave your brother, man. But he talked about that as a child. Impact on him with that, though, man. Yeah. Watch that part.
Yeah.
I'm back. I'm glad we had this discussion. I'm sure we can go back and check it out. Yeah, I can push the man with that, man. We talking about, man, I feel Marshall Central Committee. I done spoke him up. Man, we just, man, but definitely Mr. Fitzbunchy. You know, you say he's out of,
Bunchy was born in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Mr. Bunchy was born in Shreveport and Fillmore.
He was born in Shreveport, and his mother was born right out. His mother, who lived to be 103 or 104, she was born right outside of Shreveport.
Well, I remember her in L.A. As a matter of fact, we just lost. His niece had just passed.
We just lost Kim. Bernay. We lost Kim. Kim Morris, right?
You lost Kim. Yeah. Kim Morris. That's his niece. Phenomenal. Phenomenal. Man, she didn't call them, man, but man, yeah. Yeah, long live Kim, man. Yeah, she kept that whole family. Her daddy, mama, she kept us on point. Yeah. Kim, phenomenal sister, man. But I don't know why it didn't stick with me, because me and Phil, I've been talking about but he's born in Shreveport, right in Hainesville. We going down. We going to Hainesville, man. Like I said, we supposed to have the bus. We get the bus yet. You know, we working on that, though. We going to ride down and go check on Chairman as we pull up this phenomenal feat this Saturday. You know what I'm saying? But we on the road, y'all. We on the road down there.
Monroe. You got Gremlin. You got Monroe. That's where Bill Russell and his brother was a great. His brother was a great. A film he wrote, Five on the Black Hand Side. That was Charlie Russell did that film. That was Bill Russell's brother. Bill Russell's brother was Charlie Russell. He was Charles Russell was Charlie Russell was a revolutionary. Five on the Black Hand Side.
Okay,
that was a great film that H.B. Barnum did the soundtrack.
Who did the soundtrack?
HB, that used to be my. I used to live next door to HB Barnum in Aliso Village in Los Angeles.
HB, now Fishburne played in that movie, right? As a child,
HB was Aretha Franklin's musical director for about 20 something years, right?
I'm gonna go listen. Okay, HB was Aretha Franklin's musical director. I'm gonna go listen to the soundtrack. I didn't catch the soundtrack really. But didn't Fishburne play in that movie as a child? Was that, no, Cornbread. I'm thinking about Cornbread Earl and Me. My fault. I'm thinking about Cornbread Earl and Me.
I think it was Glenn Turman played in that movie Glenn Turman played in the he played the what they would call quote unquote militant, and his brother was hung up on white women, and they had a big fight about that, and the mother.
Yeah,
you know, the mother and the father had differences, and the mama, you know, mama got an afro and was wearing afro. It's a good film. It's a good film.
Five on the Black Hand Side. Y'all can do that. Five on the Black Hand Side. Give me Fat on the Black Hand Side. Was it Pablo turned back and said, what's this movie? I'm trying to think of. Hold on. Fat on the Black Hand. I keep on getting the name. It's Deputy Field Marshal. Tap in and remind me. I call this movie all, I give it the wrong name all the time. I keep calling it Dynamite. That wasn't the name of it. This movie is a one-title movie. What's this movie? Help me out, come on. What's this movie? Yeah, they called some advisory committee. Help me out with this. This is Mac, before Max Julian did the Mac. He done this movie. He played a revolutionary. It's black and white. Dude playing it too. Dude, what's that dude name? Rollins. Oh, man, it's a dude. He played the W. I played the P. What's this movie called, man? Y'all got to take this movie out. Man, what's this movie?
The Rollins brother who played Medi Grevers, that Rollins?
Oh, no. This guy played, he played at Uppity. He played before Vincent in that Vincent show. He always played that type of guy. He played, the dude names. He played at Uppity type all the time. This is character. He's in there. Man, what's the name of the movie? It's a one-title movie. It's not. I'll keep on saying Dynamite. That's not the name of it. It breaks down revolutionary struggle, contradictions. It's a phenomenal. Max Julian played before the Mac, before the movie The Mac. Those two know the background of The Mac. Go check out the struggles they have with that. Hey, Minister UEP knew we're playing no games, dig. Go check out the making of The Mac. Go pull that out. But it's another movie that Max Julian played in before The Mac. Ah, I can't think of this movie. No, not Hawk.
Was it Dick? Was Dick Anthony Williams in it too?
Who is that?
Dick Anthony Williams. He was in the Mac. Yeah, Dick Anthony Williams. He was in the Mac, and he was
All these tall people tooling in. Y'all gotta help me out. All that. Max Julian, 1968, black and white movie.
I said I'm trying to help you.
What you say?
Black and white movie. I can't.
It's one title. What's the name of that movie? I can't Google it right now. I got all this. I'm on your line. One title movie. It's a black and white movie. Max Julian. I'm going to watch this, man. This movie is, man, up the chain. I can't believe y'all. Somebody help me out, man. Oh, man.
Max Julian was, he was going with Vanetta McGee at one time, right?
Yeah, Vanetta McGee. Well, she also played, that's the one that played in them Jim Jones,
she played,
karate
she,
movie
I think
with
she played
him
Angela,
also.
She played Angela, I think, with Bernie Casey, didn't she?
I think, yeah, if you think about it, like back then, like, he played Sparkle?
I think so.
He played Sparkle?
Vanetta McGee played
Melinda.
Okay. Look, I'm in this one prison, and they kept on trying to make us lock ourselves from the doors, right? They would tell us to lock the doors, and they kept giving me tickets because I wouldn't lock myself in. And they kept on telling me, so then the guard, they come over there, they'll say, so first I was getting tickets, I was back and forth with them. They said, they did a thing called insolence. You could talk, you're probably talking crazy, whatever, talking back to the guard, whatever. So I said, I want to send them to him, I want to hide in their conscience. So why do we get lock ourselves in? You know what I'm saying? So I'm in the cell, the cage. I'm not going to lock myself. So they got there, I told, man, Chan, why you making a big thing? It's like, no. Not psycho. It's a one title of that movie.
Grandma,
so they come on saying,
Was it Uptight?
What'd you say? Who?
Uptight.
That's it. Uptight. Check that movie out, y'all. Uptight. That's it. Check that movie out. Uptight. I'm watching that tonight again. I'm watching Uptight. I'm watching Give Me Five on the Black Hand Side. Uptight. That's that movie. Check that movie out. Max Julian was in there. Uptight. Yep. Check Uptight. Check that out. Now I'm locked up, and they play the movie Sparkle, the old movie Sparkle, because I think Mike Elson, they did a remake of it. Was that Mike Elson? Oh yeah.
Yeah.
But when the scene come on, when the guard locked the bars on him, I jumped up in the jail. I told y'all that's how it's supposed to go. They got locked the damn door themselves. That was Sparkle. Yeah. Yep. That's tight. Y'all check that piece out. It's a lot of man, and when you watch these movies, go back and time. You know what I'm saying? The time, what was going on, the music, the show. I get man, it's historical. I'm telling you, it's historical notes in it. Go back and type man. Listen, what was happening with this year? What was going on? What happened? And he had to come with more. Look at that movie with Billy Dee. They talk about comrades, the struggle. Man, it had to come with some more discussion. You know what I'm saying? Man, listen. Everything political, man. You know what I'm saying? But when you watch these movies, you look at what was going on. They come with this old trivial nonsense, hee-hawing and Sam and Fred would all say all that hee-hawing and funny tickling. You say, wait, what was going on? Even the music, listen, is not, man. Listen, man. The stuff you got, you look at the stuff they dropping on us. You know what I'm saying? You listen to the lyrics. Man, how could they sell this slop? How could they sell this slop, man? You know what I'm saying? You say, man, I mean, what's going on? We look back and say, Dad, how do we go? How do we go for this shit? I mean, listen to the toxic. Listen to the man. Be careful you listen. Throw some gloves on, some earmuffs on to kind of take a shower when you get through some of this nonsense. Real talk.
You got to filter it out.
I think you've given me so much time. I believe I better shut up and let somebody else call because you.
My fault. I love you, my brother. Man, hey, yes, indeed. Man, appreciate you. As no Richard Canada in the building. That's what it is. Man.
I'm glad you did the Gabon and the Niger thing.
Yes, Gabon and Niger. That's, let me know where it come from. Real talk, man. Yeah, yes, indeed. That's what
Niger,
go right on.
Gabon. That's some West African stuff. All right.
Yes, indeed. What's up? Yes, indeed.
All right, let me get off this phone, sir.
Oh, my brother, love, respect, man. Yes, indeed.
All right.
Okay, we on the countdown, y'all. Go ahead, bro. This is Comrade Daphne. Okay, give me another call in queue. Shout out to Brother Hess, man. Just, you know, I don't know if he's listening. You're tuning in right now, man. Keep him on, y'all, man. I'll keep those. Keep, man, go Alicia Gill, Marcia, all their pages. Check what's happening in Menard right now, y'all. Y'all be talking about what's happening in Tennessee. We get a lot of stuff out there tonight, y'all. Also, this Saturday, we're working on the Flies Ready Tomorrow. The pre-Father's Day Family Appreciation Day. So our barbecue will be at the wall about 12 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? That's Saturday. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get new. So we're going to get the van, head down south, go to Hainesville. So if y'all support, y'all can. Cash out dollar sign, Fade Hampton House, or Chairman Fred Jr. at gmail.com via PayPal. You can hit the road, man. You can get that right. Man, coming out to it, we ride some horses down to that motherfucker. Shit, we going to check out the chairman, y'all. You know what I'm saying? They don't forget. We don't forget. They shoot the chairman tombstone of every year. Shit. Y'all see how we came back? That motherfucker bulletproof case on that motherfucker. Shit, man. We ain't playing with
them. Right.
Real talk. Any more callers in queue?
Free them all, Brother Chairman. We have Brother Christian Mosley on the line. Free them all. Free them all.
Free them all radio.
Hey, how you? Wow. How you doing, brother? My name is Christian. I am, to say I'm honored to be speaking with you right now is an understatement. I'm 22, so I wasn't necessarily around for the original movement. I'm not currently affiliated with the Cubs, but I have family that was a part of the movement, and I was raised, you know, learning a lot about Chairman Fred and Dr. Newton and everything that you all were had been doing during that time. So I wanted to first and foremost just say thank you to you just for carrying on that legacy. I personally can you all hear me all right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay. So I'm calling out of Fayetteville, North Carolina, near where Fort Bragg and all of that is at. So I've been trying to, you know, do my best to not just talk the talk but walk the walk. I'm involved. I've been trying to be involved politically since I was a young kid, and so now I have my own talk show where I've been trying to politically educate and try to elevate the minds and the spirits of our people. And so I just, number one, just wanted to say once again, just thank you. I had actually tuned in earlier while you and your mother were kind of going over your ancestry and everything. And that was absolutely beautiful. And one of the things that I guess it seems like a lot of us don't realize is how healing that is, because, you know, we were purposefully obstructed from finding out who we were, where we came from, what our culture was like, language and the like. So I was honored to be able to kind of be in that very, I guess you could put it, intimate space with you all to be able to see that, because, you know, that's important. It's important for the next generation to be able to see that. And I myself, you know, I have my my first child on the way. He'll be due in September. And so one of the things that my wife and I, we've been trying to do is kind of go back into our roots and figure out who we are. And so that way, you know, that next generation can have a sense of self. And just being able to be confident in who they are, especially in the context of the American empire, if you will. And I'm proud of that, and I'm honored to, you know, kind of be in this space. But there was some I did have like a couple of questions that I wanted to ask, because, you know, there's always speculation. I'm not going to claim I know really that much about the party. But I did have some questions,
You're 2 minutes. You got to do like I do. You got to talk fast. The show might conclude in about 2 minutes. So come on with it. Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'll try to be quick. I'm
not cutting you short.
No, sir.
Go ahead.
Okay. I did want to just ask briefly, you know, I had a chance to watch the movie about your father's life and the work that he was doing. So I did want to ask, I know you guys were consultants for that. So as far as the portrayal in that film, how accurate was that in terms of a lot of the things that were happening that they portrayed on screen, and even some of the things that happened behind the scenes?
I mean, you know, take into account, the history of Hollywood. You come through the door as a realist, recognizing, you know what I'm saying? Well, matter of fact, before history of Hollywood, what a revolutionary is, who Chairman Fred is. It's impossible to lay out everything. I'm still learning about the man who Chairman Fred, you know what I'm saying, who he was, who he is. So, however, we were able to put a lot of Panther Cub political pills in applesauce. We made leaps and bounds. We got more legitimate information in there than a lot of these bogus books that can't be validating. You know what I'm saying? See,
right.
You know the stuff you take for granted. Like, you know, the thing that you did. I mean, I don't care if you're looking at a movie about Jason or Freddy Krueger, or you looking at some comedy movie. It's, or you read some of these books and stuff. It's always that dynamic about the great white hope. You know what I'm saying? Notice,
right?
We don't have that there. You know what I'm saying?
It's
a lot of stuff that's politically intentional that, you know, it transcends a lot of people that validate a lot of other bogus stuff. You know what I'm saying? So leaps and bounds. You can't put no stock in no fish tank. You can't put Chairman Fred. You know what I'm saying? There's so many stories, more stories about him. But open the discussion. You know what I'm saying? Not just about Chairman Fred in one chapter, but the Black Panther Party. You know what I'm saying? And I mean, the author, the Rainbow Coalition. And you know, as Rakim said in his song on the soundtrack, you know what I'm saying? Rakim said everybody thought Jackson did, but Chairman Fred did. You know what I'm saying? And just even respect of structure. You know what I'm saying? The title. You know what I'm saying? all that was intent, you know what I'm saying? And Martin Sheen, who portrayed Jacob Hoover, to say outright through the door, over, man, the majority of COINTELPRO coming to Black Panther Party. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And listen, let me say something else, too. Even the scene with the kids scene with Chairman Fred, you know what I'm saying? Daniel Kaluuya played Chairman Fred, him and Deborah Johnson, Sister Dominique Fishback, who, you know, they kissed. We on the set. I remember that. You know what I'm saying? A co-host, you know that day? Hold on. This person, call that person, look close. That person, unbeknownst to me. It was damn, a law in Hollywood never to show black people in a loving relationship. You know what I'm saying? See, so a lot of people really don't think revolutionaries have a relationship. I mean, you some sort of just stoic code. And it's ironic. You like, you don't think, they're so damn, all they care about the gun. Come and I take Che Guevara and say, man, a revolutionary, no matter how crazy or preposterous it sounds, is guided by the most sincere symbols of love. See, I was just mad because the police over there. You know what I'm saying? A love for the people. And there were certain things, like even the way that Dominique Thorne, who played Judith Palmer, when she pulled the gun, how she did, you know what I'm saying? The first thing the Black Panther Party was self-defense. So it's a lot of stuff that we put in there. People say, well, it ain't going to force feed you. It can't give you everything. You know what I'm saying? I mean, again, this Chairman Fred was a revolutionary. He's a revolutionary organization, the Black Panther Party. You're like, I can say, well, I wish you would have told me this. That's what you wanted. The breastfeed you was. You're going to listen to Isley Brother, some Isley Brother music. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you say, man, I just wish the song was good, but it should have gave me a hotel room. It should have told me how to talk to the girl, how I meet her. You know what I'm saying? You know, how do I relate to this woman? Damn. Man. what part do you do something? You know what I'm saying? So it's a frame of reference to show you these brothers is 14, 24 years old. Having PE class on their own. Look at the pictures. Look at the, you got Minister UEP Newton. Man, that's visionary up in there. What? Go look at these schools of thoughts, these cats. Man, you gonna take a lot of these people who talk all of the black stuff. Go back and pull the layers of the onion. You gonna see some great white hope in that teaching. You know what I'm saying? It's really indirect white folks stuff. You got, man, it's showing you. You know what I'm saying? Different. Him going into the church of different organizations with points of unity. You know what I'm saying? So again, it's people say, well, man, what you should have done is. I said, look, Cassie, the same one to me and Ozzy, but that was a good song they made, but they should have told me, you know what I'm saying, how to meet the girl, how to go by our house, you know what I'm saying, how to go to the, you know, how to deal with us. Man, come on now.
Right. Wow. That's incredible. That's incredible.
Say the next question for me, for us, for next week, my brother.
Okay, next question.
In the meantime, between time, keep your head up, your eyes open, your fist clenched, man. Y'all said, put the word out, man. Free on my radio every Wednesday, man. Again, one don't come, let everybody know, man. Go back and repost this. Tell us to make sure they send us to the comrade, some of our birthday. Cash at Dollar Sign, Queen Daphne. Send us up for the trip, going out and check on Chandler Fred. Cash at Dollar Sign, stay in the Hampton House, y'all. Let's make it. Let's take kids. Let's take history. Some comrade, just out of curiosity, some comrade, Dad, what you got to take us out with? Just out of curiosity. You or me? Just out of curiosity.
I wonder.
Chairman Fred, I'm Gene Lee, and Lady Ray is going through that, coming out with y'all. See y'all at the same time, same station next week, y'all. What's called Free Them All. What you got to take us out with? Just out of curiosity.
You know, I was thinking, well, we know. You know, I'm just going to surprise y'all. But actually, it's a Sister Robin. So technically, so not me. But yeah, me. But not me because it's Sister Robin, though. But you know it's Pac, though.
What?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what it is because tomorrow's our birthday. Yeah. Free them all. If you hear me.
Too many families have been affected by wrongful death. This system and this country has tore apart my family and our family. You can't have a black family and be together. How many more funerals do we got to go to? And how many more scenes of the crime do we got to watch them chalk out black figures on the concrete before we realize that the only way for us to ever get out of this predicament is to struggle to survive?
want to change, we got to fight for it. Ain't nobody going to give it to us. We just going to have to take it.
Holler to him, man. Here we go, turn it up, let it start. From block to block.